from Second Stage Theater. See the new play from the writer NPR calls one of the hottest playwrights in America, with Kate Bornstein, Josh Charles, Ty Defoe, Armie Hammer, and Paul Schneider. See Straight White Men on Broadway for 10 weeks only. Visit 2ST.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. That's why I have people like Ted Siuber on the air with us today. Because if you really take in what this show has to offer, you're well on your way to having it be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very, very cool guest is author, friend, extraordinary person, Ted Siuber. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. And you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You'll want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends new fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our fantastic guest today, Ted Siuber. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your very best year ever. Listen to this show every day, folks, and listen to this attitude adjuster to put you in the right frame of mind. All this will go a long way to having it be your best year ever.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go, straight to the coach's corner. And this is something I really want to share with you because I thought it really drives home a good point about life. This by one of my absolute favorite authors of all time, Anonymous. This is your life. Do what you love and do it often. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't have enough time, stop watching television. If you are looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things you love. Stop overanalyzing. All emotions are beautiful. When you eat, appreciate every last bite. Life is simple. Open your mind, arms, and heart to new things and people. We are united in our differences. Ask the next person you see what their passion is and share your inspiring dream with them. Travel often. Getting lost will help you find yourself. Some opportunities only come once. Seize them. Life is about the people you meet and the things you create with them. So go out and start creating. Life is short. Live your dream and share your passion. And I chose this today in the Coach's Corner because I know my special guest today, Ted Siuba, lives his dream and is always anxious and happy to share his passion. Ted, what'd you think of that by my other favorite author, Anonymous?
Okay, I love it so much. And, you know, there's a line in there that you started with, this is your life. And I think if most people realized that, they'd quit giving their power away.
Yes, very good point. Excellent point. My friend Ted Siuba is as prolific a speaker as he is a writer. So anything he shares today, you best take out your pen, your pad, and be ready to take notes. Let me tell you who Ted Siuba is. He is the world's leading quantum achievement trainer, which translates into he is the best-selling author of The New Think and Grow Rich, author of over 500 marketing and quantum achievement articles posted on the internet, author of over 30 books on professional and personal quantum achievement, including 101 Quantum Success Secrets and the Sub 4 Minute Extra Mile Series, world's leading quantum business acceleration expert, original founder of the World Internet Summit, the largest and the longest running internet marketing entrepreneurial training organization in the world, America's foremost internet marketing consultant, world's top Think and Grow Rich expert, Ted Tiuba identified as the Napoleon Hill of the modern age by Mentors Magazine, features a unique interdisciplinary approach that includes marketing, achievement, and quality of life. Ted brings his penetrating mind and wide experience to help every willing person to be, do, and have more. Ted is one of my three favorite authors of all time, Beverly Nadler and Anonymous being the other two. Ted is our most indispensable guest in the Joyce Barry and Friends All-Star Team. And given all those achievements, all those credentials, the one most important to me, the one near and dear to my heart, I can call Ted Tiuba my special friend. Over to you, Ted Tiuba. I'm excited to have you with us today.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, you make me sound like somebody else. I am glad to be one of your friends.
Today we have a very special topic. Should we get right into it, or is there something you want to say before, I'm all set to go, but is there anything you want to say about what we're talking about today before we lead right into it?
Well, a couple things, Joyce, if you don't mind. I surely appreciate it. And what started this show, so that everybody knows, is I sent you a copy of my latest book. It's released this year. And, in fact, the newest update, this is breaking news. Get out the drum roll and make the hoopla and everything. Yay, yay, yay. This month, just this, within the last 7 days, we've retitled what was 101 Success Secrets to 101 Quantum Success Secrets. And you see, that's it. And really, that's exactly what it is. Some of the biggest splash I made early on was with the quantum modernization of Napoleon Hill's classic, very revered and respected Think and Grow Rich. Well, I looked at it, and there's been so much update that's necessary that I called what I did when I wrote the new Think and Grow Rich the quantum empowered version. But you must understand, respectfully, even though I renamed and recast 4 of the original 13 principles, since I was really modernizing his foundational work, I really more or less followed his structure. I didn't create a totally new outline, but with 101 Quantum Success Secrets, I didn't have any of those restrictions. They were willing restrictions, right? But I could let it go, let people know what really can help them be, do, and have more, let them know what the real secrets are in Ted Tiuba's own unique creative way that could really, today, help them out. And so that's kind of where how we came full circle to the turn of the wheel where we're at today.
Wow, I'm so excited about this show. It definitely deserves another drum roll. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Folks, those of you that listen every day, you know I love my shows. I love my guests. I love the topics. I just love doing the show every day. I'm so passionate about it. But today, it's really near and dear to my heart because I love to read. And in all the books and all the years, I really have to say that 101 Quantum Success Secrets is really one of my favorite books. I'm not just saying it because Ted's our guest today. Folks, those of you that know me know my level of integrity, but it truly is one of my all-time favorite books. And I thought about the show. I said, let me pick out a few of my favorite success secrets to share with all of you. Mind you, the book has 101. And it was really difficult to do because, in all honesty, all 101 success secrets drive home a point that could change your life. What's special about this book is that it's the kind of book you want to keep on your nightstand. It's the kind of book you can open a page randomly to get the message of the day. The concise form, the way it reads, I just love it. And I just wish I had a case because I would send it to every friend I have as a Christmas / Hanukkah gift. I would send it to guests that they should have it because I have the kind of guests that will oftentimes say, this book changed my life, oftentimes quoting Napoleon Hill. I would say as the foremost collection of books that they will acknowledge. Just about every leader that says, this book impacted my life, they'll talk about Napoleon Hill. And here we have the author of the contemporary version, the new Think and Grow Rich. So talking about this book, 101 Success Secrets, I promise you folks, I could do 101 shows because every success secret has a message. So I am going to get it down to a few of my favorites, but the most important thing I could tell you is this book is a must-have, not only for you, but for everyone you care about. Okay, getting right to it. Number one, that HoloMagic C2 Factor, Secret 35, and that's on page 82 of the book. And let me tell you what's special about that one. First of all, And for those of you who don't know what HoloMagic is, Ted, why don't you just give them your definition of the term?
Well, and it is definitely coordinated with the other part of it. It's, I call it that HoloMagic C-squared factor. And it's that HoloMagic which talks about the transcendent connection, whereas, for instance, when we were in the studio waiting for the show to come, you said, I've got three of my favorite articles, and within less than 3 seconds, the announcer came on and said, you have 3 minutes till showtime. That's just a brief, everyday example of HoloMagic. It also comes up in that Bruce Lee might write that I am going to be the world's top martial arts film star, and in a few years he is. That Jim Carrey writes a check, says, I'm going to make 12, now this is when he's starving in his apartment, I'm going to get $12 million for a single role. And along comes Batman a few years later, and he gets the check that he had, pulled it out of his wallet, and he showed the people, look, I wrote this $12 million check some years ago, thanks for the $12 million thing. That's HoloMagic in big and little ways. It's all connected. And that C-squared factor, of course, most listeners in today's educated world would understand that's an allusion to, a direct reference of Einstein's famous formula, E equals MC squared. Well, Einstein, in certain ways, like most brilliant people, Einstein was frustrated because he was going around saying, look, materiality is an illusion. It is not hard and fixed substance. There is nothing but energy. Hear me, nothing but energy. And that formula, E, energy, equals M, matter, there's a factor. There's something that changes it. There's only one field, but yet it's manifesting in spirituality, that's the energy level, and it's manifesting in materiality, the events, the circumstances that happen, it seems by coincidence. It seems that way, but it's really psychokinesis, E psychokinesis, M matter, and that C squared, the speed of light squared, the speed of light, which just so happens, by the way, the mystics and like the deepest mystics of Jewish mysticism study in the Kabbalah. And I say that because you're Jewish. They talk about light, you know, and the first thing that God created from the immense void, the immense potentiality, was his fiat lux, which it means let there be light. So it's the interconnection between the subconscious realm that we think and the material world where it really does manifest.
Ted, I'm going to expand on that because the ones that were my favorite, I'm very personally connected to it. But we both got to keep it rather brief because there's so much ground to cover here. Page 82, that hollow magic C2 factor, I'm quoting from page 82, where you knew when you were in the second grade what your destiny would be, who you were going to be, what your life was going to be like, you knew. You didn't know you knew until decades down the road, even though you knew in the moment. Now, Ted gave you several examples, the Jim Carrey check and other great examples, but this literally did happen to me. So I'm acknowledging it, not just because it makes sense, but I've experienced it, and I experienced it not in the second grade, but literally in kindergarten, when in kindergarten, and I remember this like it happened yesterday, where I was standing in the room, what the room looked like. I can see myself in that place in kindergarten. When the teacher said, okay, pick what you want to be doing today. There was this huge dollhouse that you could play inside it. It wasn't one like outside yourself, a little one. It was huge. Where you actually go into the dollhouse in one corner, finger painting in another corner, crayons and coloring books in another corner. So all four corners, I can't even remember now what the fourth one was, but you had your choice. And she said, just go to the corner where you want to participate today. I go into the dollhouse, this huge dollhouse. I'm really excited about it. Inside is a baby carriage with a doll, everything you want in this huge dollhouse. And within minutes, literally, I take the carriage with the doll, and I'm walking in front of the room. And the teacher said, Joyce, where are you going? And I said, I'm going shopping. I thought that made sense because my mother would do her shopping first thing in the morning. She would go and take me. Now, mind you, I'm a kindergarten student that said, I'm going shopping. And she said, Joyce, you said you wanted to be in the dollhouse, and you left it, so I'm going to take you out of there and put you on something else. So instead of this teacher being creative, if she wanted me back, instead of making me wrong and saying something, well, you better get back quickly, it's going to start raining, and validating this creative thing I came up with, she actually made me wrong and punished me. And in that moment, I remember it so well, I said, I have to be a teacher. I have to teach people so they don't have teachers like this invalidating them and leading them down the wrong path. How's that for hollow magic, Ted Siuba?
That is precisely. And for the listeners, I do know that you remember all the detail. That was a hollow magic moment, an impact moment, and it did create your destiny. You reached deep.
Yeah, when I read that chapter on hollow magic, I said, that's me. And it happens in kindergarten. It's not like I remember much about anything in my other classes. But that moment was so indelible because I knew she was wrong. As a kindergarten child, I knew she should not have made me wrong for leaving it when I had such a logical reason and I was copying my mom. So she could have been creative and came up with 50 different reasons about getting back to the house. You know, there's so much in there, whatever, but she made me wrong. And in that moment, I knew I wasn't wrong. And that's also a good lesson for you. Be true to yourself, folks, because an authority figure says something, it doesn't mean they're right and you're wrong. My next favorite success secret is the most critical moment in your life, in your career rather, you decide, and that's on page 73 that I'm going to quote next, and it says, there's a famous statement in the personal development human potential arenas many don't quite understand. That's the old saying, fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Grab hold and nurture this concept. Put it in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Let it return and come back into your thoughts again and again because it is so important. What it means is, number one, when you present yourself as the person who is, pick your niche, the world's number one coach, the world's number one teacher of guitar, the one who understands futures and commodity trading in a new way, whatever it is, boom, you're the one. Now, why that resonated with me is, and I'll use Muhammad Ali as the inspiration on that one. Muhammad Ali went around telling everyone, I am the greatest, when he didn't even believe it. He just told everyone, I am the greatest, I am the greatest, until, in fact, everyone picked up on it, and he indeed became the greatest. Like the book says, boom, you're the one. And my own personal experience is when I became a stockbroker in the days when women were not stockbrokers, none really. Around the world, I was literally one of the first. I'm not going to say the first because I'm sure there was someone somewhere. But I know pretty much that every conference I went to, every meeting I went to, I was the only woman. What I had to do, since when you get your license, you're equipped to know all the rules, because you don't want to violate anything and lose your license. So from studying for an all-day exam to get your license, I literally had to apply this principle, fake it till you make it, because I knew nothing about the trading, about what it takes, what you need to know. And there I am, literally on my first day on the job, the owner of the company comes out to my desk. First day, imagine putting yourself in this position. And he brings his partners with him that way. And they said, we want to hear you on the phone since you're going to have to generate your business with cold calling. I didn't come from a wealthy family. It isn't like I came in with accounts or anything. And they pick a lead from advertising out of a file that was dead, meaning no one was able to open the account. So just to get an idea of how I was on the phone, they pull out this response to an ad. They crossed it off, no good. They marked it NG, and they say, here, talk to him. And I picked up the phone, and I was as confident as if I'd been doing it all my life. I started talking to him, and of course, whatever he asked me, I had no idea what the answer was. So each time I said, hold one moment, please, and I'd say, what do you do with this, or how do you handle this, or do we have that? They answered me. I came back on the line and told him. By the end of the call, he literally opened up the account, and the partners were screaming. These were professional men yelling and clapping and screaming when they handed me the new account form. And believe it or not, folks, he was one of the top three accounts I had in a 16-year career. That's how huge he was. And I was talking to him. I didn't bluff my way through anything. I just said, hold a moment, please, and got the answer. So that is my favorite story, fake it till you make it. I didn't sound like, well, I just started. I did tell my top three accounts a lot later on, months later, that they were in the top, you know, that they were one of the first accounts I opened up. What do you think of that, Ted Siuga?
Well, I love the later telling them part. But that's it. They didn't know, didn't dream, and there's no way unless you let your hand, when you become it, you are it. That's the message. You decide. You become and you are.
And you got to believe it through every part of your being, not just mentally. You got to own it physically. When I walked into offices on appointments, again, I was at the beginning, had to do it all through cold callings, cold meetings. I looked the part. I dressed the part. I spoke the part. But as I said, if I didn't know something, I was okay. I could look someone straight in the eye and say, let me get back to you on that. I coach people, so I know when they don't know something, for the most part, they're freaking out like it's a bad thing. No, it's not a bad thing. In classes, I actually gave people the experience of walking around the room, looking someone in the eye and just saying, I don't know, I'll get back to you, and feeling comfortable with it. And I always did. And people value honesty and integrity. So anything else on fake it till you make it, Mr. Siuba?
Well, when you are another person, literally, you have become that person because you made a decision, right? I mean, come on, there's lots of people in the swimming pool. Mary Mager made a decision in high school to break and hold a world record. She became the person to do it, and that's what it is. And no, it, and now, by the way, when we talk about decision, it should be obvious, and it would be if people were reading the whole article. It's the kind of decision that you mentioned, where you believe it with all your fiber, and the root of ision is incision. You know, in other words, you're cutting it in, you're cutting off retreat, you're cutting a deep mark in the sand. From this point forward, I am, and then you go out, and it's amazing. You know, I mean, who's to say you're not a super stockbroker, even though you're a woman, even though it's your first day on the job, even though you're dealing with rejected calls?
Absolutely, and, you know, once again, that was a field where everyone said, it's not going to happen, you're a woman, who's going to listen to you? Fake it till you make it, believe it, own it. Where I am right here, right now, is I am the number one worldwide radio show host. And let me share with you from Beverly Nadler why you should be listening every day so you can participate in helping make that happen.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
I am the queen of radio. I have the number one internet radio show. Over to you, Ted, on this one.
Hey, no kidding. You know, I got an email from you arranging this show, and it said the queen of radio. And you know what? That's exactly what we're talking about. It didn't come off as, oh, that's being acting. It came off as, oh, cool. You know. And guess what? See, you say that, and then, now, of course, I was reading the Los Angeles Times, the online version, and I'll be blind if I don't see them calling you the number one internet radio show. That's the Los Angeles Times saying that.
And the weekend edition on the front page of entertainment. That is true. And And people, when they call me, they say, may I speak to the queen of radio? May I speak to the number one radio show host? So the more you say it, the more out in the universe, the more you validate it, people, you know, believe what it is you portray. So if you show yourself as independent and successful, and you may not even be feeling that way on a bad day, but it's really important you fake it till you make it. Like I said, folks, early in the show, I could go on about each and every one of these lessons, and I chose three that have made such an impact in my life before I had this book, before I knew what they were, and then reading it, I was able to put it together. Here's another one, and this would be secret number 6 on page 13, transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge. This is something I deal with and live with every single day. Secret number 6, I'm quoting from page 13. What is the number one characteristic of success? In other words, how do you design an interpretation system that motivates people? Here's what the experts say, Weick and Browning. Help people frame the world as a series of opportunities rather than as a series of threats. A series of opportunities rather than threats. Now, I'm going to say a name that I have no idea how to pronounce, but when I quote someone, I always like to acknowledge the source. Ted, maybe you can do a better job. Csikszentmihalyi.
You did real good. Just like that.
Of all the virtues we can learn, no trade is more useful, more essential for survival, and more likely to improve the quality of life than the ability to transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge. Adversity into challenge, setback into gain. Why is that so meaningful to me? Like I said, out of 101 to pick the top 3 or 4, because I live that every single day. I believe in network marketing. I believe in home business. I believe in multi-level marketing, whatever term you're familiar with. And that's what it's about. It's about giving people opportunities. It's about sharing with them ways to make money, ways to be abundant. You're supporting them. You're coaching them. You're cheering them on. That's why I love the industry so much. I will also say that literally some of my best friends I met through the industry, either at a meeting or someone introducing them to me as part of this team. So to help people transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge is what I do each and every day, because I love the home business market. And folks, if you're interested in this market, just email me at coachjoyce@aol.com with your phone number, and I'll be happy to give you a free consult to see if home business is for you, and then I can be very specific and recommend some to you, and you see what you resonate with. Over to you, Ted, on secret number 6, transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge.
Cool, Joyce, and I got a couple things to say on that one. And you mentioned earlier, even though you didn't mention it in this little micro section, you mentioned it earlier, a perfect example of this, when you were talking about the teacher in your kindergarten class and your response. Now, this was intuitive at that point, but you had an interpretation system that didn't shut you down. You know, you were invalidated. You were corrected. Nobody likes that. You said to yourself, I am going to do better. It needs to be done. You took the adversity and turned it into a challenge. That setback into gain, and it formed your life's destiny, which that's a whole other thing. You see, people who believe in complete individuality think that other people out there are enemies. People who understand the quantum viewpoint, it's the viewpoint that Christ always spoke of. He says, we are one. Father, you and I are one, even as they are one. We are all one. It's the same thing Einstein in scientific language talks about. There is one thing. It is one energy. We are just manifestations of that same energy. Now, what that means is that teacher was not somebody who was out there to cause you problems. That teacher was there to cause you to go deep, to pull out your decisions that were going to guide you through your life. Outside circumstances are just outside circumstances, and they're not out there to get you. They are out there to form you. They are out there to tutor you. They are out there to force you into what you need to be forced into so that you take it and design. This is the most useful virtue we can learn, Sikminsky Halley says, right? Adversity into challenge. An
wow.
enjoyable challenge, he says.
I'm telling you, Ted, doing this show today, all I keep thinking is I'd love to do every day one of these life lessons because they're all so important. They're all so good. The way I was able to choose, because it was so difficult to choose, I took things that were especially near and dear that I could validate through firsthand experience, not just as, listening through the mind of a coach or what makes sense, or what will help people, but what I know firsthand, it works, it's real. Another one I have is secret number one from page four. Welcome to 101 Success Secrets from the New Think and Grow Rich. And I quote from page four, here's the secret for this. No matter how good this philosophy and this regimen, I would say any philosophy, any regimen, and this training system, no matter how good it was in the original, how good it's been carried forward, all the testimonials, the book that launched a million millionaires, of course, is talking about Think and Grow Rich, no matter how any of that action is the real measure of intelligence, here's the key, folks. Get ready. Nothing will work if you don't work it. That is so important. Great that it was in the first section at the very beginning, because I know that people listen to our lessons every day. I know as a coach people hear what I'm saying. The key is, are you putting it into action? Nothing will work if you don't work it. And my mantra, if you listen to the show and hear any of my coaching, if not now, when? Over to you, Ted.
Well, exactly. And you didn't read it because you said it in your own language, but my words that follow the quote that you read, ending with nothing will work if you don't work it, I say make that commitment. You know, you got to decide. Do it.
Yes, he says that, and I should add right now. Yes, I could have added that too, but I was so into my mantra, if not now, when. Make that commitment right now. It's
exactly.
Funny, I just got to share something that I've never, ever done before. With all the books I've read, this is definitely a first. I treasure books, especially those autographed to me. I have a very special collection, and I treasure them. Each one looks brand new, like it was just given to me, no matter how many times I've read it. What I've done with this book, I couldn't help myself. I highlighted my favorite things, and the reason I did that is because I know on many other shows, when Ted Seehuber is not my special guest, I will be referencing these things. So I'm marking up this book, something I've never done before. So that says how special it is and how much I will reference it. Ted, anything else you want to say about make the commitment right now?
Actually, I'll say that you just instanced a good example of when it's time to break a commitment, because I know the reason you don't mark in those books and you keep them in virginal format is because the collector's item. But you found the value item of your life lessons that was far superseding any previous rule that you had.
But as I said, because I know I'm going to be referring to it again and again and again, this is really one of my favorite books of all time. And I grew up with Napoleon Hill. I grew up with Dale Carnegie, Og Mandino, all the books. See, people are coming up and saying, this was what I learned from. It's interesting. I was very young, again, where I didn't know why or how that I'd be involved with this kind of work, that I'd be a coach. But those are the books I grew up with, and I still have them to this day, all those great, great books. And those are the books that the people that are millionaires are referring to. Now, I can honestly say I haven't reached the special group of being a millionaire. I'm not in that group, but without seeing your bank account, Ted, I'm willing to bet you are one. And if so, when did you become a millionaire?
Well, you know, for a lot of good reasons, we keep our financial, you know, exact figures confidential. But then we could also say, come on, man, you've seen me on stage and you've seen me earn $4.4 million in a single weekend. Do I have to say anything else?
No, as I said, it isn't about the amount, it isn't about disclosing anything, but you keep referencing the book that made all these millionaires, and you're teaching it, you're the number one authority, so I can't imagine that you're not in that special group. So I want to be in that special group, Tetsu, but what would you tell me?
Oh, I would tell you this. Choice. Wanting to be a millionaire and consequence being a millionaire is not some optional marvel. It happens. The secret that everybody is looking for happens in the subconscious apprehension. It's unseen and unspoken, and you can't find it in the conventional school. They're not going to teach it to you. It is all about choice and consequence. And this is not something that sounds like a great idea I ought to try. No. It is decreed and it is in play. Now, it is. That's, by the way, what we talk about when we say quantum physics. That talks about the way it is. Neuroscience, which is our other great partner of this, is acquiring and applying that consciousness so that we can go through, can form quantum transmutation, so we can take our thoughts, which is the energy, the quantum, the C squared, into transmutation, into energy, into matter, into millions, that holo magic C squared factor. That, and so what we say, you want to be a millionaire. Perfect. Give me the date. Give me how you're going to do it. And some people will say, well, I don't know the exact date. And I'm saying, whoa, then you're not really believing it, you know, because what you do, we use this energy. Energy shapes matter. We use this. If you have a specific date, for instance, if you told me, responded back, and I didn't give you time to, you might have a specific date. But if you said, why, I'll be a millionaire by June 14th, 2018. Well, folks, energy creates matter. You knowing that that date is there is going to cause you to do different things than if you're saying, I would like to be a millionaire, too. Because I would like to be a millionaire means, come on, let's get some more popcorn and watch TV, you know. But I will be a millionaire by June 14, 2018 means, man, that's 5 years away. I don't know what it is right now, but I'm doing my research on the Internet, and I'm looking at financial stuff, and I'm doing integration with my gifts, and I know. I'll start off with being the queen of radio. And, you know, it forces decisions and actions in the present. It's not all make-believe. That's what that holomagic C-squared factor is.
Well, since I believe in hollow magic, I have my date ready, folks, so you can hold me to it.
I love it.
Because I believe in the date. I own the date. So get ready for this one. It's June 14, 2018.
I love it. And perfect. That's exactly a perfect way.
Because when you said it, it resonated with me. 18 is my lucky number. It's definitely my lucky number. And 7 is my other lucky number. And you said 14, so that's lucky twice, 7 times 2 being 14. So it resonated with me. Folks, if you're resonating with Ted Siuba, and I just love this man, if you're resonating with him like I am, Ted is going to tell you how to, about his website, any special links, how you can find his books so you could buy them. And trust me, folks, there isn't a book of Ted's. You want one. You want at least one for you and one for someone you care about the most. Go ahead, Ted. Please give them your information.
Thank you so much. Hey, and there's a lot of ways. Of course, if you Google my name, if you spell it correctly, you hit every letter in the last name, Siuba. So it's Ted, of course, C-I-U-B, as in Bravo, A. You'll find me. But the quickest and easiest sites to go to, got two of them, real simple, they'll sound familiar to you today, is thinkrich.com. Thinkrich.com. No tricks, go there. And, of course, it'll lead you to links everywhere. And the other one is holomagic.com. Now, holo is one of the terms, I'm the first one to use and create the term, I believe. Holo is a Greek root meaning unity, oneness. And, of course, that comes from the oneness of a holomagic. We call it holomagic. Magic meaning like, you know, like the magic garden, you know, like at Disney World, you know. So magic, holomagic.com. And obviously the book that's been the subject of what we're talking about, or the kickstart of today's great, great show, thank you, Joyce, is 101, it's digits as in 101, 101 Quantum Success Secrets. And of course it's available at the largest bookstore in the world. Who said it before they were? Amazon.com.
There's no website that's 101quantumsuccesssecrets.com. It's just
no.
The name of the book at Amazon. Is that correct?
That's correct. Or, of course, you lead through, there's a million roads that lead that way, yes.
Oh, okay, because I was just making sure, because you were giving websites. I want to add a website. So while we're on websites, I want to add thinkrichradio.com. Ted Siuba has his own Blog Talk radio show. Just let folks know when they can hear your show live.
Thank you. And, of course, we're very humble alongside the queen of radio. We broadcast live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Time. And our themes are these kind of shows. It's called thinkrichradio.com, of course. And our tagline is all things in the spirit of the new Think and Grow Rich, meaning these holomagic themes, these, in a lot of ways, it's a lot the same kind of themes that Joyce has. They're going to be positive, life-affirming, not only for the individual, but for the society, not only the country, but for the world at large. ThinkRichRadio.com.
Of course it is. I'm sorry, Ted. Apologize.
No,
I just wanted to say, of course it's all those things, positive, life-affirming, because I've been a guest on the show a few times. Beverly Nadler has been a guest on the show. So, of course, the show is going to be very much at one with who we are and what we believe in. I do believe at 1 p.m. Central, that would be 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm not real good with time zones, but
that
I believe
correct.
It's an hour difference. So thinkrich.com, holo, H-O-L-O, magic.com, thinkrichradio.com. And again, the special feature with Blog Talk Radio that makes it so valuable for folks that can't listen live is all his shows will be archived as well. I have another question for you, Ted. How old were you when you discovered the work of Napoleon Hill?
I was might have been 21 years of age, and it's very interesting how it happened, but that's the exact age.
Wow. 21 years young. Okay. And I know about the motorcycle. We talk about that you had a near-death experience. Napoleon Hill came to you. But since we're running out on time, that at 21, that wasn't when the motorcycle thing happened. This is when you discovered Napoleon Hill. What made you know that it was going to be an important quality in your life's work?
What made me know is I was in a used bookstore, and very mysterious, and back then they were dark, and the floors were wood, and they had holes in them and creaked when you walked, and the shelves would wave forward, and that book fell off the bookshelf into my left hand, which, for those who know left and right, that's
three
separate things. And I felt it vibrate, and I hadn't even looked at the title yet. That was my intro, and I bought that book that day, and curiously, many decades later, I released, at age 54, the new Think and Grow Rich, the quantum-empowered version, and Napoleon Hill, 77, this is connecting with your favorite numbers, at 54, at his age of 54, released the original Think and Grow Rich.
You know, Ted, I never heard that. As many times as we talk, as many times as you've been on the show, I never heard that book falling into your left hand and vibrating. I love that story. I just love it. It's awesome. So I learned something on every show, no matter how many times a guest has been on prior to that. I just want to share with you again one of my favorites, and as I said, all 101 is something we could have a show on every day. Transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge, because that's what I do every day with being a coach for people who are interested in a home business. So for those of you that just want to know how I choose one, I just want to take a moment and share this with you.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products are great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you. Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And we can immediately work on secret number 6. Transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge. If you're someone that enjoys making a difference in other lives, if you love a company as much as I do, and you become part of that company, you never have to sell anything. You are sharing that company the same way you do your favorite book, your favorite restaurant, your favorite movie. So immediately we can start working on that secret together. Ted Siever, another question to you as we wind down here. What is the secret not in the book? You keep referencing that, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, the secret is very, very difficult to put into precise words. But it has to do with the subconscious apprehension of the unseen, bringing it forward. And for people who would like a hint, go look at John, book 1, verses 1 through 3, and that will begin the message. In the beginning was the Word.
It's so mystical, magical, and I keep thinking about it. So, Ted, anything you want to say in closing? As I said, we could do this show for every day, for at least a month, and not cover it all because it's so valuable, so important. I love the book. And, folks, as I said, you don't want to order one. You want to order minimum of two, one for you and one for a friend. But what a great Christmas/Hanukkah gift. Back to you, Ted. What would you like to say to wrap up the show?
First and foremost, Joyce, thank you for being a fan and promoter of the message and helping, you know, get it out and circulate it. And then, listeners, all creation is waiting. It's vibrating. That's what the word means. All creation is vibrating to fulfill your definite desires. Approached the right way. Go find it. It's in this book, 101 Quantum Success Secrets.
You know, it could be like an opportunity, it sounds like, that it could be right in front of you, and for some reason you miss it. And I believe that has to do with timing. When the timing is right, it'll appear. Would you say that makes sense?
That is holo magic, and it, like you said, timing. It is frequently and usually something that has been close by all along.
I just want to do a shout-out to Denise Yvette being in our chat room. Love seeing you in there. You know, always feel free to make comments or ask questions, but welcome back to the chat room. So, folks, we had with us today Ted Siuba, the amazing author of 101 Quantum Secrets, 101 Quantum Success Secrets, a must-have book. And we are now going to close out our show with a celebration of this extraordinary book, of this extraordinary author, and you having an extraordinary life. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.